This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the New York Times, Derek Chauvin was found guilty of two counts of murder on Tuesday in the death of George Floyd, whose final breaths last May under the knee of Mr. Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer, were captured on video setting off months of protest against the police abuse of black people. After deliberating for about 10 hours over 2 days following an emotional trial that lasted 3 weeks, the jury found Mr. Chauvin, who is white, guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for the killing of Mr. Floyd, a black man, on a street corner last year on Memorial Day. Mr. Chauvin faces up to 40 years in prison when he is sentenced in the coming weeks, but is likely to receive far less time. The presumptive sentence for second-degree murder is 12.5 years, according to Minnesota's sentences guidelines, although the state has asked for a higher sentence. According to the San Diego Union-Tribune, for the first time in more than a year, when Pastor Miles McPherson looked out into the Rock Church auditorium during Sunday's Point Loma service, the faces of his congregants were looking back. He was beaming. "It was so good to see our family back together," he said of the weekend service. "It was like Thanksgiving or Christmas when you get to reunite with your family and reestablish your relationships." Unlike some other large churches, The Rock hasn't held indoor services since the state first announced restrictions for places of worship that aim to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. Following the state's decision to lift mandatory restrictions for churches last week, The Rock welcomed people inside. More than 5,000 attended indoor services across four campuses on Sunday. The decision, leaders said, has been months in the making. Planning began in February when the Supreme Court lifted California's ban on indoor church services, but maintained that the state was still allowed to cap attendance at 25% of a building's capacity. Then on Tuesday, the state announced that capacity limits on indoor church services were no longer mandatory, but still strongly encouraged. Leaders at The Rock did not choose to limit capacity, but they did institute several safety precautions. Auditoriums are cleaned between services, and high-touch areas like bathrooms, handrails and door handles are cleaned every 20 minutes. Congregants were required to wear a mask while entering and exiting the building, but could remove the mask during the service if they so desired. According to the Christian Post, a Missouri Christian university is suing the Biden administration over a federal directive that its lawsuit claims requires religious schools to open their dormitories and showers based on gender identity. The College of the Ozarks, a four-year liberal arts college in Point Lookout, filed a lawsuit in response to a February order from the Department of Housing and Urban Development that forces any entities that receive federal dollars covered by the Fair Housing Act to place transgender-identified biological males into female dormitories and assign them as female roommates. The lawsuit argues that the rule forces religious schools to violate their religious beliefs and states that the order was issued without notice or the opportunity for public comment. The lawsuit contends that the policy was issued without considering alternative policies that respect the interests of private religious colleges. Representing the school is the legal nonprofit Alliance Defending Freedom, which argues that the directive violates both women's sex-based rights and the school's religious liberties. According to Daily Mail, a 7-year-old girl was shot dead in a horrific act of violence at a McDonald's drive-thru in Chicago on Sunday afternoon. It happened just after 4 p.m. in the Windy City's Holman Square neighborhood. Jaslyn Adams, 7, was hit multiple times and rushed to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Her father, John Tay Adams, 28, was also seriously injured as the pair waited in line in the family car to get food. Police are still hunting for the suspect. It is not clear what led up to the shooting. Video shot by those at the scene sees officers pulling the little girl out of the car and rushing her into the back of a police car in a bid to get her to the hospital as quickly as possible. Jaslyn's aunt, Tawny McMullen, said her niece was a beautiful and really sweet girl. Jaslyn was a student at Cameron Elementary School. She was nicknamed Pinky because she was bright, and pink was her favorite color, family members said. Cook County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed Jaslyn of Oak Park was shot several times before her death. The bullet stuck the girl's body multiple times, while her 28-year-old father was hit in the torso. Their car was left riddled with bullet holes, and shell casings were seen all around the vehicle. Police said the shooting was believed to be gang-related. According to the Christian Post, a Canadian dad was sentenced to 6 months in jail after breaking a gag order by publicly objecting to his teen daughter being given cross-sex hormones as part of a medicalized gender transition. Robert Hoogland of British Columbia, referred as CD in court documents, was sentenced last week to 6 additional months in jail for violating court orders by identifying himself publicly, objecting to his trans-identifying daughter being put on testosterone. Sources close to the situation said that Hoogland could be released earlier than 6 months, taking into account the time he has already served. The sentence may wind up being between 3 and 4 months. According to the Associated Press, best-selling author Angie Thomas has surprised an upcoming freshman with news that the young woman is receiving a full scholarship to the private university where Thomas earned her bachelor's degree. Thomas popped into an online meeting Monday to tell Andrea Foreman of Wilmington, Delaware, about the award that will cover tuition, room, and board for 4 years at Belhaven University in Jackson, Mississippi. This is the second year for Belhaven to award the Angie Thomas Writers Scholarship to a student who will major in creative writing. Belhaven established a scholarship to honor Thomas, a 2011 graduate who has written the young adult best-selling novels The Hate U Give and On the Come Up. Her new novel, Concrete Rose, was published in January. "Your submission package was just incredible," Thomas told Foreman. "It absolutely blew me away. You are truly, truly gifted, and I have no doubt that the creative writing program was created for someone like you, and that you are just going to succeed and soar." A smiling Foreman thanked Thomas and told her, "It's so nice to meet you. Oh my gosh." According to People magazine, Carrie Underwood took the 2021 ACM Awards to church. On Sunday, the singer performed a medley of gospel hymns off her latest album, My Savior. Underwood started her performance with a stunning a cappella rendition of Amazing Grace. The American Idol alum then transitioned into Great Is Thy Faithfulness before being joined by CeCe Winans. "Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary CeCe Winans," Underwood said, welcoming her to the stage as the two belted the hymn. The two then sang The Old Rugged Cross before Underwood, backed by a choir, closed her performance with a show-stopping rendition of How Great Thou Art. Underwood's performance, which was presented by Dolly Parton, ended with a standing ovation from the audience. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.